Hey. Okay, Rabbi. So yesterday we had a little bit of an introduction to the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. We saw the Psukim in Chumash, we saw the Mishnayos in Tamid, and we saw the Mishnah in Tainis. And we discussed more like in general sense the mitzvah Doraisa Birchas Kohanim, which we're assuming is not just the Mikdash, but even the Gvulin, even though there are certain shinuyim between Mikdash and Gvulin as mentioned in the Mishnah and Tamid. But the Mishnah, for example, the Shema Mefarish is not said b'gvulin. However, the mitzvah is seen as a mitzvah d'oraisa even b'gvulin. And the yisod that we brought out yesterday is that the backdrop from Birchas Kohanim seems to be avodas tzibur. Avodas tzibur can take the form of karbanos tzibur, like we find in Beis Hamikdash. But it can also take the form of avodas tzibur in the form of tefillah b'tzibur when we daven. And the machokas that we mentioned yesterday with the Rambam versus Tosfos, whether in Beis Hamikdash the Birchas Kohanim took place just by the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, or as Tosfos holds, even by Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And Musafin, Bechor would have nafkaminis in terms of the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, that we would also have to assume for the Sheet of Tosfos that when we duchen a second time in Musaf, for example, it's another mitzvah and it's a chiv to do duchening again mid d'oraisa at Musaf. Going to the Rambam, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Once you duchen once, you've done it as shachris, there's no longer chiv doraisa. That which you duchen a second time by tefillah is only drabbana. This is basically the yisod that we brought out yesterday. Now we want to look more carefully today at the mitzvahs asay of Birchas Kohanim, the nature of the mitzvahs asay, some of the pratim in terms of what exactly mechayiv the mitzvah, and under what circumstances there is a mitzvah, under what circumstances there's a bittul mitzvah if you don't fulfill it. And we'll see that, Mr. Shem, in some of the details as we go forward. Okay, let's begin with a statement in the Gemara Sota. That's where many of the Gemaras are found, as we mentioned yesterday, the few datim in Sachta Sota. Rama B'shul ben Levi, daf lamed ches amed beis. Ko kohen she'ena olu l'duchan over b'shlosha aseh. Shuba Levi says that a Kohen who doesn't duchen violates three mitzvahs asay. How does he get three? Says Shuba Levi, Kosavarhu. That's the Lashna Pasuk that we saw in Parshas Naso. The Pasuk concludes with the words Omar Lehem. Obviously, Shuba Levi is taking Omar Lehem again as a reference to the Kohanim that they should say that the Nusach of Birchas Kohanim, that's considered like another asay. And finally, the Samuel Shemi Abnei Yisrael, the pasuk that mentioned right after the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim, again, a tzivoy of sorts to the Kohanim, the Samuel Es Shemi. Okay, that's what we need for our purposes. This statement, Shubba Levi, that Shubba Levi seems to say that there are three mitzvahs I say. What does this mean? Literally, you count Taryag mitzvahs and 248 mitzvahs I say, and you have to look at Birchas Kohanim as three separate mitzvahs. So look in the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Nesias Kapayim and Hilchas Tefila. The Rambam codifies this statement, but he adds a little bit of a perush. The Rambam says, "Ko koin she'ena ol leduchan, afa pisha bitel mitzvahs asay achas, hareze keover al sholosh asay shenema kosibaruchu espeisa omar lehem besamuas shmi." So the Rambam wants you to understand that it's not the pshat that you are actually the mevato three mitzvahs asay. There's one mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Pick whichever lashon you want. Mistametz kosa baruchu, that's the mitzvah. But there is a certain chumrah, you could say, that we're trying to emphasize that this mitzvah asay has, you could say, three aspects to it. And therefore, by being mevato mitzvah achas, there is a certain inyan that you transgress. Ki'ilu, you're over three asays. That's l'chor the Rambam's pshat. Exactly what does that mean? So we can speculate a little bit. L'chor, what we're saying is that within Birchas Kohanim, there are three dimensions. There's the notion of Kosa Baruch Hu, the notion of Omar Lehem, and B'samu Shmi. There are three kiyumim in this mitzvah. There's an inyan of a bracha, that the Kohanim are bestowing a bracha, Kosa Baruch Hu. That's what mitzvah entails, a bracha. Giving a bracha. There's also the notion of Omar Lehem. There's a kiyum of Amira that these psukim are said, these words are said, separate from the bracha aspect, that a bracha is chal. Just the fact that the Torah wants the Kohanim to utter these words, to recite these words, that's the inyan of Omar Lehem. And there's a third kiyum, And that's the notion of using the Shem Hashem in connection to this bracha, this amira, b'sam lo shemi. Now, of course, b'shem ha'meforesh, there's even a greater kima b'sam lo shemi. Imam is saying b'shem ha'meforesh, but mistama even b'gvulin, where we say it a different way, but if we assume it's a mitzvah d'oraisa today as well, so b'sam lo shemi, l'maisa, you are reciting b'shem Hashem, and there's a certain kiyum in reciting b'shem Hashem. So l'char, that's what you'd have to say. Mistama, you can elaborate a little bit more on these ideas, but the Rambam wants you to understand that it's not pshat, that there are three mamish mitzvahs of Birchas Kohanim, but there are three in Yanim that you have transgressed. You haven't done the bracha, you haven't done the Omar Lehem, and you haven't done the Samoes Shemi. That's how the Rambam is clarifying the statement of Shulben Levi. Now, exactly when does one fulfill this mitzvah? How often? The Torah says there's a mitzvah called Sebaruch Hu. It has three dimensions to it. Okay, once in a lifetime, once a year, once a month. Like the Torah doesn't spell out, you should do this this often, how frequently. So the way that the Moni HaMitzvahs define the mitzvah, they tell us very clearly, and this is obviously Gemaras that are mashma this way. We'll have to explain why it is this way. The Rambam, for example, in his Toteret, when he begins Hilchos Tefillah, you know, anytime the Rambam begins a new series of halachos, you've probably seen this many times, the Rambam starts off before you get to Perek Halach Aleph. Within these halachos, there are this many mitzvahs that are going to be elaborated on and elucidated. And that shows you the very tight connection between Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. It's not stam that the Rambam wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs and he also wrote halachas of Mishnah Torah. The Rambam saw the Mishnah Torah as an elaboration, an elucidation of the mitzvahs, at least those mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs rabbanan as well. But the Rambam therefore shows you how integrated it is. Even though he wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic, maybe at one time he would have been chozer, he wrote in Arabic originally, maybe he would have in retrospect rewritten it. L'maisa, it's one book. And the Rambam therefore gives you the mitzvahs that are going to be covered within these series of halachas. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Yesh bechlalan shtei mitzvahs asei. Within Hilchos Tefillah, Birchas Kohanim, there are two mitzvahs asei that are going to be discussed. One is Lavan Hashem bechol yom b'tefillah. That's Shitas Rambam, as we alluded to yesterday, that the mitzvah of tefillah is midoraisa bechol yom, l'avda bechol avavchem. And the second, Shnia Levarech Kohanim Es Yisrael B'chol Yom. So, but as defining the mitzvah, the Rambam says B'chol Yom, and then we're going to explain it in these prakim. So we find in the Sefer Chinuch as well, Shnayim Ches, mitzvah, the heading itself, mitzvah Birchas Kohanim B'chol Yom, Shnitztabu HaKonim Sheyavarchu Yisrael B'chol Yom. So the Moni HaMitzvahs to be shown him are taking this mitzvah by definition as a mitzvah that is chal every single day, without exception. 24. Every day of the year, 65 days of the year, is a mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. How did the Rishonim know this? And what's the pshat exactly? Why should you say that? The Torah doesn't say mefurish how often kosev baruch. So a similar question could be asked, I suppose, to Gabi Tefillah. The Rambam took Va'avatim and Seshem Olkechem, love the B'chol Vavchem is a mitzvah tefillah B'chol Yom, as we know. Had the Rambam know that there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. So if you look at a Nosei Kelim, the Rambam, I think it's the Lecha Mishnah, they suggest something of a drasha, even though it's not a drasha mentioned in the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Vavatem Seshem Lekechem, Ubeirach Eslach Machaves Neimecha, and will bless your bread and your water. Now, typically a person eats every day. Okay, maybe more than one meal, but you eat certainly at least one meal a day. The same way it says, and you're going to eat every day. It's part of your regular routine, so you daven every day. No, interesting suggestion, but it's no mention like this in the Gemara, and it also doesn't directly address Birchas Kohanim. It just answers for tefillah. The Stipler has an interesting suggestion, which is very mistaver. He says, in a chanami, the Torah didn't say how often this mitzvah is chal, but when the Torah gives you a mitzvah and doesn't tell you how often, there's a certain default assumption. What is stamad de milsa? When the Torah says, do X, so if the Torah doesn't say how often, then the automatic assumption is that every day the mitzvah exists. He brings a mashal of tefillin. How do you know that the mitzvah is to put on tefillin every day? Maybe once in a lifetime, maybe once a month. The answer is the Torah didn't say. So that is the self-understood pshat of the pasuk. Torah says do something. Torah says it should be done once a month, then it's once a month. Torah doesn't say anything, then the assumption is once a day. So mela, that's the that would be the pshat of b'chol yom. That's how every day. Again, could be according to some Rishonim more than once a day by every tefillah. But for now, the Rambam Lishitaso certainly holds it's only once a day and not more. But how do you know not once a month? The answer is the Torah didn't say, Torah doesn't say, we assume it's once, it's every day. Now, we all know that the Mishnah in Tainis, mentioned yesterday, talks about various tefillos that you could have in Sias Kapayim, Shachris, Musaf, potentially in a Tanasibur at Mincha, and also in the Ilah. So how do we understand the Birchas Kohanim that's done multiple times a day, as far as the mitzvah itself of mitzvah d'orais? Now, there is a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Here you have it. If you want to look into it, Sadaf, it's probably a little nicer to look at it. I want to pull out one line of the Gemara. The emphasis is that the whole context of the Gemara is very kedai to see for Nithashem for the next year. We talk about the role of the Kahal and the Tosus that has to do with this Gemara. But I want to just pull out one line of the Gemara at the end of the Shaka Vitaria. Okay, just to give a little bit of background, because you feel like it's coming out of nowhere. So the sugya here is discussing about Tosif, the issur of not adding to a mitzvah. And the discussion has to do with if you finish the mitzvah, if it's not this man ha-mitzvah anymore, could you still have Baltosif? L'mashal, this person is going to sit in a sukkah, shmini atzeres, so sukkah is over. So if I add another min to the lulav, so this man ha-mitzvah, now you're taking 5 minim instead of 4, that's Baltosif. But it's already after sukkah. Who says that adding at a time that the mitzvah is no longer applicable, is that called adding to the mitzvah? After all, you're no longer shaykh to this man ha-mitzvah. That's the sugya here. So in that connection, the Gemara brings, there are two examples that are brought in that seem to suggest that you can have Baltosif even after the Zman HaMitzvah is over. One example is Birchas Kohanim. The other example is when you have a mixture of dam, of karbanos, and within this mixture, there's a carbon that should have only had Matan Aleph, like Bechor. We only put one corner of the Mizbeach dam, and the other mixed part of the mixture has something which requires more than one matan dalit. So now if you're going to put from this mixture more than one, you're going to be possibly over baltosif because you're doing more than one. But after all, what, in both cases, l'chayra, the mitzvah is over. When the Kohen adds after he finishes Birchas Kohanim, another bracha, so it's seemingly a baltosif, but wait, it's after this man a mitzvah. So too, if you add a second or third or fourth corner of the Mizbeach, once you've already done the first, well, once you've done the first, the mitzvah is over. So that's where these two inyanim come in the context of the Gemara. So within this Gemara, the Gemara shows you that there's a nafka mina between the two cases. More has to do with why didn't a particular Amora ask from one case, which is a Mishnah, the case of the mixture of the Dan, and instead he asked the Kasha from the Braisa that talks about Birchas Kohanim. So in response to that question, the Gemara says, because really there is a certain response to this taina that, wait, you see, you can have Birchas Kohan, you can have a baltosif even after Zman HaMitzvah. So it's a raya that if you sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, you can also have baltosif. But wait, there is an afkamina in the following way, that what would happen if, let's say, the case of the Bechor with the dam, you have another carbon that suddenly comes your way. So there's another opportunity to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not over. The Zman HaMitzvah for this particular dam is over, this carbon, but there could be another carbon that could come your way. And a similar thing would be by Birchas Kohanim. Because true, the Kohen finished his Birchas Kohanim now for this tzibur, but what would happen? There'll be another tzibur that would come his way. The Kohen could also bless the other tzibur. So in both of these cases, it's different than the case of a person sleeping in the Sukkah Shmi Atzeres, where the mitzvah of Sukkah can no longer reappear. because Sukkot is over not till next year. But in terms of the here and now, there's no opportunity for a person to be mekayim mitzvah Sukkah. So here, l'chora, it's mamish of our zman ha-mitzvah. Mashekin, the two examples that we just gave, the zman ha-mitzvah in some respect is still kaya because of the possibility that a new tzibur could appear and the coin will bless, or another b'chor carbon could appear and you could give the matan aleph of that b'chor. So that's what the Gemara is discussing. But the Gemara says that there is still a subtle difference between the two cases. Namely, the case of having another b'chor carbon to do zrikas dam and another tzibur to do birchas kohanim. That's what I want to focus on. Okay, so that's the background. But just for our purposes, this is what we want. The Gemara, let's pick up where like this. It says as follows. In the bottom of the Amud, or in the middle of your citation, Gemara says, Ha chochi karminan, Rav Shaman bar Abba, my time is shavet masnisin, which is the case of the Bechor, umosiv mibraisa, and asked in the case of Birchas Kohanim, lo siv mi masnisin, let him ask from the Mishnah of the Bechor case. The Gemara says, masnisin my time alo mosiv, why doesn't he ask from the Mishnah? Because of a simple answer, that wouldn't be a kasha on the case of Shmini Atzeres, because came of the ilu misramli buchra achrina, another bechor will come your way. Boy mazeminei, you have to be mazeh from that bechor. So kul yam yom esmani, who the whole day is still this man. It's not over yet. This man is still here because man of how kravas or zrikas dama bechor could still happen. So brisa nami, if I tell with the birchas kohanim, it's no different. Why ask from that? It's also not a kasha. Came into imis rami tzibur achrina. How the mevarech? If another tzibur will appear, you bless again. Kuyom is mani. So it's fine to not a kasha either on the case of Yashin Bishmini Besukkah. So that's the Gemara, but there's a difference. From the case of Birchas Kohanim, there is a kasha. The case of Bechor, there's not a kasha. What's the nafkamin? Rav Shemin bar Abba. This is what I want. Chasan. Lo sagi de lo yoiv. He has no choice. He has no choice. If the other b'chor comes his way, he has a chiyuv to be zoik the dam. But here by Birchas Kohanim, hacha, iboi mevarech, iboi lo mevarech. That line of Gemara is very, very relevant for what we're discussing. How do you touch this Gemara? Gemara says, you've already done Birchas Kohanim for Tzibur X. Now you have Tzibur Y. So the Gemara says, yes, the Kohen can bless the second Tzibur. But the Kohen is not required to bless the second Tzibur. So this, for the Rambam, is the indication that there is no violation of the mitzvah asay once you've duchened the first time. So there's a mitzvah once a day and not more. And the bitul mitzvah cannot exist once you've already been behind the mitzvah the first time. Now, in light of the Chassam Sofer of yesterday, that's the same Chassam Sofer Tshuva that the Mishchabez that we showed yesterday, the Chassam Sofer obviously had to interpret this Gemara differently. Not the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that once a day, when you duchen the first time, for example, at Shachris, so now comes Musaf, and you don't duchen, so you don't violate a mitzvah set. According to Chassam Sofer, based on the Tosis that we noted, that the bitul mitzvah if you don't duchen at Musaf. I, the Gemara says, Mefurish, Ibai Mevarach, Ibai Lo Mevarach. So tell me, what's the answer? Has some sefer in the Gemara? The Gemara says Sibur Achrina. What doesn't the Gemara say?
An individual person's
Sibur. No, something else. Sibur Achrina. But what doesn't the Gemara say? In other words, he dochin the Shachris. It's Rosh Chodesh, let's say. Does the Gemara refer to the case of a Kohen who duchen and shachris and didn't duchen and musaf, like the Mishnah Taina says, that duchen more than once a day? According to the Rambam and the way we hold Shulchan Aruch, yeah, that's correct. If he duchen the shachris not a musaf, he's not violating an asay because he did his once a day duty. He's ready for the mitzvah. He can't be in battle in mitzvah anymore. Well, he did once a day. The Chassam Sofer would say, no, what the Gemara means is Hidoch neshachris. Now there's a tzibur achrina. What tefillah? Shachris. He davened the first minyan, hashkama, and hidoch in there. Now comes the later minyan, and hidoch in, and now the second tzibur wants birchas kohanim, and he doesn't go up. That's pshat. There's no bitul asay for the kohen not to duchen for the second sibur. That's very much, I can tie a little bit into tomorrow's shir mitzvah Hashem as well. But this is what her, how the Chassam Sofer reads the Gemara, and the Rambam and this Shulchan Aruch will hold differently. So then, now take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, a couple of sifim in Kuf Chav Ches, which basically captures what we just said, the various points that we just brought out. Siv Beis, beginning of Hilchos Nechsias Kapayim, right? Kol Kohen, Kuf Chav Ches Siv Beis, or seven. Kol Kohen She'en Bo Echad Me'advarim Hama'akfim, which we haven't discussed yet, the Psulim for Birchas Kohanim. Im Eina Ole L'duchan, if he doesn't go up, Afal Pisha Bito Mitzriachas, Harezek Ober V'Gim L'Aseh. Of course, this is based on paraphrasing or kemat verbatim, B'Lashnara. Now, the rest of the sif, this is we haven't yet discussed. We're going to have to soon get to that. The Islam is coming up. This condition, there's a condition that has to be met in order to see it as a violation. Im Hayav is a Knesses, Kishakar Kohanim, Om Gulalos, Elito Yad. That's a very important piece. We haven't yet looked at the Makoras for this, but that's how the Shulchan Aruch codifies. In other words, the Bitul Asay is contingent on being in Shul and being called up. And then you don't go. There's a very important caveat. We have to see the makoros for this, what's in the Kriya of Kohanim, which is, of course, the fallback why we Ashkenazim, out of Eretz Yisrael, are not in violation of a bitul mitzvah, that we don't duchen every day. Wait a second. But there's a mitzvah we just established, a mitzvah every day, at least once a day, to duchen. And here we are, day after day after day, since Shavuos, we're not duchening. What's the pshat? Why am I not violating the mitzvah say? The answer is because it's only triggered by a call of Kohanim, which we have to see the marker for. That's what the Shulchan Aruch adds here. But the idea is you violate one mitzvah, but ki'ilu gimel asay, that's the Rambam. Sif gimel, next sif. In Allah panachas b'yom zeh, shuv eino over. So you've already duchen once today. You're no longer over this asay. And that's even though I feel I'm going to go away. In other words, according to the Rambam, the Kohen decides at Musaf not to go up. They call Kohanim and he just stays where he is. But he duchen shachas. So halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Paskins like the Rambam, that there's no bitul asay, even though he's not responding to the call of Kohanim, which is normally the point in which you violate the asay, but he did it already once. I did my duty. I did it already the kimitz. Siv Chav Ches, toward the end of the Simen. Kohen Shinasa Kapov, Hirei Duchen. The Achaka Cholach, Lebeis HaKnesses Acher. Umatzot Sibar Shelo Higiro Birchas Kohanim. Right? So now, it could be the same Tefillah too, right? Whatever it is, he finds another Tzibar, they didn't get the Birchas Kohanim, they want Birchas Kohanim. Hirei Duchen. Yachol Lisas Kapov Pamacheres. Not a Chiyuv, but a Rishus. Permission. You could do it. The Makar is Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches and Beis, that line that we just read, right, in the Shaka V'Tarya, Hacha Ibai Mevarach, Ibai Lo Mevarach. Now we know everything is coming from. So now we have to retrace something we read in the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch codifies this idea that it's a bitul mitzvah, ki'ilu gimel asay, but it's a bitul mitzvah of Natuduchin, says the Shulchan Aruch, im haya b'saknesses, Kishakar Kohanim, or some variation of that, Amru Lalos Elito Yadav, which is equivalent of Kohen Kohanim. What's this all about? We all know from our own experiences in Shul that there's a certain point that you hear somebody, see who that somebody is, say Kohanim, and then usually what comes next is the Bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah. But there's a call of Kohanim. What in the world is that about? Echatesa, what's the Pshat? The Mokor is the Gemara in Sota Lamidches. Take a look. Amar Abai. Now, Abaya is Tonya's halacha, but not just a halacha for itself, but also its parameters. When is it apply? When doesn't it apply? So Abaya Tain is as follows. Naktinan. This is what we hold. L'shnayim korei kohanim. Ule'echad ena korei kohen. Now, it's not just about the call of Kohanim, but when yes and when not. There are two or more Kohanim, then you call Kohanim. Let's say there's only one Kohen, then you don't say Kohen. So what do you say? Presumably nothing. So that's another question. What's the pshat of one Kohen Duchanim? But meanwhile, with two, we say Kohanim. Where does Abai know that you call Kohanim and you don't call one? Where does all this come from? Shenema. Omar lahem lishnayim. Oh, now we're discovering something interesting. We just explained the pasuk Kosa Baruch Hu Yisrael Omar lahem. So Shuba Levi took Omar lahem as another aspect of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. So that who is being spoken to in the words Omar lahem? You say to them. Until now, we've been learning pshat. Who to who? Omar lahem Kohanim. To the tzibur, right? There's an asay of Kol Sebaruchu, there's something of an asay of Omar Lehem, there's an asay of Samuel Shemi. What Abai is telling us here, Madrasha, and you know, he's creating a miud in the drasha at the same time, is Omar Lehem is the tzibur to the Kohanim, but only two or more. Comes out, well, we're going to elaborate on this just a minute. Omar Lehem, in other words, goes like this. Kol Sebaruchu is Bnei Yisrael. You, Kohanim, Dalai Arabana, Kosa Baruch Hu, blessed B'nai Yisrael in the following way. Omar Lehem, but when does it happen? When are you to do that? When is there going to be a mitzvah and a bitul mitzvah if you don't do it? At what point? Omar Lehem, at the point that the tzibur speaks to them and calls out, Kohanim bless us. Or Kohanim, which is the equivalent of an invitation, a summons to do what they're supposed to do. Says Abaye, but it's only true by two Kohanim, because this Omar Lehem has to be more than one. Says Rashi, on that Gemara, L'shnayim kore kohanim, k'shiyesh sham shnei kohanim levarech. Now, we don't know yet who's speaking, who's saying Kohanim. So Rashi tells us how he goes. Shliach tzibur. And when does it, there's a lot of things unclear here. Let's define, before we see Rashi get biased here, and from what we know there's a call of Kohanim. What don't we know? Who does it? Who says it? What else don't we know? When is it said? Now, we know ourselves, our practices, it said at what point? Right after the end of the Bracha Modim. And that, right after that comes Birchas Kohanim. What could have conceivably been another point that you could have considered for the call of Kohanim? And this is what the Ran says. I would say, because we're going to see, haven't gotten to this yet in part of the Shir, but there's an Akiras Raglayim, we mentioned the Gemara yesterday. Shabbalevi says that the Kohanim are Oka Raglayim at Ritzay, and that's obviously some aspect of the Hachana for the mitzvah, but it's critical to the extent that if they don't do that, they're not Tuduchim, right? Get them. Whether the din is deraisa drabanan, I have to know. But meanwhile, one could have thought that maybe it's at that point that they call Kohanim, and that's when they go up. That's how the Ran learns. But the way that, of course, come in practice, and the assumption is that no, they go up at Ritzay. Then the Chazan finishes the Bracha Modin, and then there's a call of Kohanim, and then comes the Birchas HaMitzvah, and then the Bracha. So that's one issue. When is it said? And who says it is another question. So Rashi tells us that Shliach Tzibur, what could have been the alternative? Maybe somebody else. Why should it not be the Shliach Tzibur? What could be a contentious halachic issue here? Hefzik. So we're going to see Shittas of Avinu Tam on this, that holds that the one who's Kore Kohanim is not the Shliach Tzibur. This is a Chazara Sashas after all. So Rashi says as follows. Now we see how every word of Rashi, you know, you have to be omit on. L'shnayim kore kohanim, k'shiyesh sham shnei kohanim levarech, shliach tzibur, Rashi says the shatz, k'shegama birchas hoda, that's the bracha modin, chonel hodos, kore osan kohanim, v'hein hovchen p'neim, now remember, because they're facing their own kodesh, and the mitzvah is panim k'neged panim, that's what we inquire, that they face the tzibur, so at the call of kohanim, they have to do an about face, 180 degrees, v'hein hovchen p'neim, shayu hapuchim l'tzad ha-teva l'spalel. What were they doing facing our Kodesh? That's another aspect we'll have to get to eventually. There was a figure that they say before in the Hiratzon. The Aminu Kaman, Hiratzon Mufanachesh, Debrachazu. And Rabbi says only to two and not to one. Omar Lehem, Nikra de lehem nafkelon sheshkiach tibur mazir osan levarach. Interesting lashon of Rashi. Mazir osan levarach. It's like a certain, there's a certain authority that the tibur, sheshkiach tibur is the representative of the tibur. The tibur is summoning the kohanim to do what they're to do. And the drasha is only two and not one. What are the implications for one kohen? We'll have to see. So just to see, develop this idea a little bit more, look at the Ritva. In on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we said, the girsa that he had was Iboi Matzli. Our girsa was Iboi Mivarech, Iboi Lo Mivarech. The first girsa was a Kedavin. First Kohanim is sort of a tefillah. He says, Perush, the Hod Amrinan, Sha'a Kohanim Musharim, Levarech Es Yisrael, interesting Lashon, they're Musharim, they're warned, it's not say, but they're warned, that they're instructed. Ein has harasan levarech kol tzibur v'tzibur b'chol yom. That they have to do every single tzibur that they have to bless. Ella, kevin sheberchu l'tzibur echad b'yom. They did one tzibur. They were mekayim the mitzvah. They shook their luav, so to speak. Right, the equivalent of the luav would be the tzibur. To see, there's more to that than just, is tzibur just a luav, or are they more than that? I'll have to see. That's next year. Okay, they berchu l'tzibur niftaru. Neo says the Ritva, Af Pamachas, Lo Nischaivu, even the first time they only became Chayiv, Ela Kishakarno, some Tzibur Levarcham, only when the Tzibur calls out to the Kohanim to bless Kedirsiv Omar Lehem. Now here he brings, and many others bring this as well, a deal can Targum Unkus. Metagaminan, Kad Yemun Lahom, Chem Pirshim Bal Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay, so what does he say? Omar Lehem says Unkus, Kad Temun Lahom. Kosevaruchu, at what time, at what point, when they, the tzibur, the kahal, will say to them, Kohanim. So the chayra, the way we are, yeah.
Why are the Kohanim over the Aser Emolahem if it's on the ship?
Right, so it comes out that Emolahem has really multiple interpretations. Remember, even at that point of Shubalevi, it wasn't mamish to be aseis. It was only like the Ram says ki'ilu. So on the one hand, we're interpreting Omer Lehem as another dimension of Birchas Kohanim itself, and that means Omer Lehem, the Kohanim to the Tzibur. But halachically speaking, there's another type of Omer Lehem, and that is Omer Lehem the Tzibur to Kohanim. It's not mutually exclusive. In the Chanami, Omer Lehem has you know, different layers of interpretation. That's what we see here. That otherwise, you're right. You're going in two different directions. Is it going on the Kahal or on the Kohanim? How do you have, but the answer is, Amalem has different ways to be read. Okay, so where we're holding right now, this is how we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, as he put it. So if the Kohanim are not in Shul, so they don't hear the call of Kohanim, so even though they didn't go up to Duchen, so the day passed, came and went, and they didn't Duchen, nothing was violated. That's Uchore had the Shulchan Aruch passed. Now there are shitos, at least one, quoted by the Meiri and by the Beis Yosef, that would seem to argue that there could be a violation even without being called, which could put us in a lot of hot water, of course, unless you find a saving grace for us. But let's just see what the shita is. The Meiri and the Beis Yosef both quote a shita. Beis Yosef quotes him by name, the Bino Manoach. The Meiri doesn't quote him by name. Says the Meiri in Megillah. He says, "Kol koyin hamivarech misbarech shein mivarech ina misbarech." That's one another mimer of the Gemara. That if you bless, you will be blessed. V'lo, oh, not only is it that a coin is not misbarech, elosh over b'shkosha asay kol sevaruchu amalehem is almost to me. Benirim hadvarim appears to me. When is there a violation of over the shlosha say? If the tzibur are mitzavedem, ha-me'aleyen in chayavim b'kach, but on their own, there is no chiyuv. It's only when the tzibur is mitzavah, so the authority and the mitzvah is a function of the tzibur's acknowledging the kohanim to do it. The Rai Ledavar, that's the unkus that we saw before, mentioned by the Ritva, Masha Tigim unkus, Omer Kadye Timun Lahom. Bechenadin, kisheshiach tzibur koram lekach. Now we say the tzibur. Who's the tzibur? So the shiach tzibur is a representative of the tzibur. He's the shiach tzibur. Shiach tzibur in yezek tzibur. The yesh cholchichin loma. There are those who have flirted with the idea. Sh'af below hasra he mitzubin bekach. There is a shita here, even without asra. Asra means this core of Kohanim is called asra. Interesting. It's being like they're told, do it. But you see, we don't hold this way. The Talmud Amira, second Yaakov, Raya Ladas Rishon, means Rishalmi, Rishmog was weak. He would stand behind the pillars and he'd go outside. You see, without hearing the tzivoy, you don't violate anything. So, but there was a shita that says,
what does that mean exactly? Yeah.
No, but what
were you saying before that Amar Lahem is both aspects? Clearly, what
Meir
is doing, because he says
there's
three Isra'as
and that brings it. Yeah, but, right. The answer is it's not kash, right? It's right. It could be interpreted one way and the other. Now, the Beis Yosef is Meirich. The Beis Yosef is going on the comments of the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch basically codifies it in his own words. The Beis Yosef, Mashakasa Rabbeinu, this is what the tour said. That when is it that the violating kilo begimah say kishiyah beitaknes kisher kohan. This is what many Rishonim say, King Kasav HaRash, quoting the Rush, Tok Koin Shein Ol HaDuchan, Yerushalmi. This is what the Meir just quoted, that the Amora went outside, Kedei Shu Yitzarach La'alos HaDuchan, Shechazen Kori Kohanim, the Hada Arminan over Begim Wasei, Hainu Kishechazen Kori Kohanim, Ba'omar Lehem Tagaminim Kad Yemun Lahon. Ve'im Hu Bebeis HaKnesses Kishechazen Kori Kohanim, Eino Ola over, Ve'inu Beis Knesses Eino over. V'chein Kasav Gam Ken Aran Shem, Yisrael Lashono, again, quoting the various Rishonim. Again, quoting the Yisham, v'chein kasev asmag, upirish Yisham, k'shei chaloshim, they would nistar mechor hamudim, go out, v'sh'oz lo yo'ovrim. The gab esmag kasev, me'inu mevorech, over dafka shtibur on b'thaknesis. Okay, so he brings a slew of Rishonim, all saying the same thing, right? That there's no Avera if there's not, they don't hear the call of Kohanim. Then you have to know what else counts for the call of Kohanim. These have a lot of more details that we're not going to be able to get into, all the details. But notice the Shulchan Aruch said, Oh, Amru lo lalos, Olito yada. There are different ways that the call of Kohanim can be fulfilled. Kohanim is obviously the classic way. But if Amru lo lalos, whatever language you would use, go up. It's understood. That means go duchen. Olito yada, which is a hachana. That's also a way of saying, you do what you have to do. So that's what he brings from the Mordechai. Okay. You know, skip a few lines. I want you to look at Rabbeinu Manoach that he quotes at the end, toward the end. Because of Rabbeinu Manoach, this is a chidush of a shita in the Rishonim, toward the end. And he's going to ask Kashis on this Rabbeinu Manoach. Because of Rabbeinu Manoach, in the Rishon, the hard yaminan she'en ha'koin over, kish'en ha'melol v'arei. This that we say that there is no aveira, when you don't tell the Kohen to bless, says the Bina Manoach, then it's split it. Hainu she'eno over begimul aseh. Aval be'aseh dekol tevarchu over. She'akohanim mitzuvim levarech es Yisrael yomru lehem o yechdalu. Whether they tell him or they hold back or they don't tell him. Adkan. So interesting. Bina Manoach is splitting here. It says, there's a kol tevarchu, there's an omru lehem, and there's some words for me. So from Omar Lehem and on, there's a Tanai of Omar Lehem. This is a very paradoxical. The Omar Lehem, which is one of the three essays of the Kohanim, is totally in the Omar Lehem of the Tzibur to the Kohanim, and so is the Samos Shemi. But the first word, the first Kosev Aruch Hu, that's before you even get to Omar Lehem of the Tzibur, there's a Kosev Aruch Hu. So he says, whatever he sounds like he's taking the three essays in a more literal way than the Rambam. And he's trying to split it and says, there is a kosev aruch, there is something that you're over even if you're not called. Yeah, it's your responsibility unilaterally. And if you don't act on that and fulfill it, there's a bit of mitzvah. Big chiddush, right? Now, Beis Yosef has many kashas here on this. So let's see. The enir ken das haposkim. Again, we don't accept this halacha. The poskim don't seem to say this. El ein over klal. They should have said that. The chen nira from that goes Maimonios. He brings an example as follows. There's a halacha, if the shatz is a kohen, so there's halachas as far as should he duchen, should not duchen. We normally assume that if there are kohanim acherim, doesn't duchen, and even if there aren't, if he is not batuach, that he can go right back to continue the shmonesri, the sim shalom, he also doesn't duchen. Says that goes my videos. If you have a case where the Sheikh Sibas a Kohen in the Pichad of Shemaisa argues the halacha for today, he says, even the Ar Kohanim, if he's muftach, that he can go back Some rely on the Pri Chadash. That's a separate discussion. But Lamaisa, the Ikar Adin, it seems in the Shulchan Aruch that if there are other Kohanim for sure, he should not duchin. And if he's not sure that he's confident he can go back, he also shouldn't duchin. That's for sure the case. It says that those Maimonios, in a case of Shiasi B'Koin is not going to duchin, make sure not to tell him to go up. Because if you do, then he has a problem. He's mechuyif. In fact, the Beis Yosef, what, according to Ben Amunach, what have you gained? The Emisa, Shabbish Enom over Be'asei, have a little memory, have a Shalyah, Kibbe Shalyah, you have to come to go up. Because if I follow him, like, how do you let him be violating an Asei? How could you be invited? How could he have been violating an Asei? So there is an answer that the Netziv gives to this Kasha. He wants to learn Ben Amunach. It's not automatic that if you, and this can answer maybe the Yerushalmi as well, that if he doesn't go up because he didn't go up, he still violates. It's only if there's, in the not going up, there's a conscious communication that you are not interested in giving the bracha. But if you have a valid excuse, then there'll be no bitul mitzvah. Now it's interesting. In a chanami, you don't have to hear Kohanim technically to violate the essay, but there could be other considerations. And if this Shliach Tzibur is not duchni because he's not confident that he can resume, for example, so then that alone is enough to say that it's not like he's not coming up because he doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Yes, we'll see this type of idea with regard to the Tzibur, with regard to whether the Tzibur receives a bracha if they're not necessarily in the right position, that location. We'll see the idea that if they're on Nisi and they can't get to the right place, then they're still Bechal Bracha. But if they're low on Nisi and they could have easily done something to be in the right place at the right time, then they're not Bechal Bracha if they don't do what they need to do. So not a perfect analogy, but then it says something similar in terms of Ben Manoach. That in a chanami, if you have a good reason why you couldn't do it and you didn't hear Kohanim, then he'd agree you would have a violation. But if you have you show an utter disregard for the mitzvah, so the fact that you didn't hear Kohanim, you can't hide behind that. Okay, that's a way, an etzah to solve the Rabbeinu Manoach. But the halacha is not that way. The halacha is clear that there is no violation unless it's a korb Kohanim. Now, what's interesting is to think about now one Kohen. Because now that we talk about the critical factor called Kriyat Kohanim, so where does that leave us with one Kohen? One Kohen halacha if you don't call. So does the one Kohen have a mitzvah to duchen? And does the one Kohen who doesn't duchen violate any mitzvah by not duchening? Because in order to have a chiyuv, or in order to have a bitul mitzvah, certainly you need to have a called Kohanim. But we're saying here that by one Kohen, there's no... So what happens with one Kohen? Has anyone ever been in shul for Birchas Kohanim with one Kohen? What do you notice happens?
Let's go by himself.
So what would happen normally, then one way to do it, that's how I've done many times, is for the Kohen to start his bracha. In other words, the chazan finishes chanel hodos, everyone says amen, and then next thing you know, the Kohen Echad says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Kidshanu B'Kedushas Hashem La'aretz. Without a quote, Kohen. That's correct. Yeah. There's another possibility that some people will use. This will sometimes even be done with more than one Kohen. That is, how does it work with Kohen? We haven't yet gotten to this issue of the who calls Kohanim. I don't think I gave it to you so much, but I should speak it out at least. Maybe we'll do it when we do the Seder, it's kind of its fila. We'll talk about this more. I'll mention it just very, very broad strokes. But there's a machlokes rishonim who calls Kohanim. So some hold Rashi with Son Rashi, for example, the Rabbi Moshe holds that Shliach Tzibur calls Kohanim. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not Tosis. Actually, do have it mentioned in the Tosis the kids are here. Menachis. It's more so in Tosis and Brachas that Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not the Shliach Tzibur because of Hefsek. So it has to be a Kore, somebody else, some president, Gabbai, Shamis, whatever, but not the Shliach Tzibur. Now, what's the consideration? Why not to do the Shliach Tzibur? Because of Hefsek. So some people have an Eitzah. It's a Hefsek if you jump from the end of the bracha of Modim to the word Kohanim, out of nowhere. But we know if there's no Birchas Kohanim, there's a Tefillah that we say, that's part of the Seder of Shliach of Chazaras HaShat, That's part of normal Chazaras HaShas. So there are some who suggest, we show them already, that if you want to get around the Hefsek problem, and you don't want to have someone else called Kohanim, you want the Shiach Tzibur to do it. So here's what you do. Have the Shiach Tzibur start saying the paragraph that he would normally say if there was no Birchas Kohanim at all. Okay, we could have the same one. He could say it a little bit lower, and then he gets to a certain word in that paragraph, and the word is Kohanim, and he says it louder than the rest. So he's recited a paragraph, so it's not a hefsek, because it's a tefillah. And meanwhile, the word Kohanim that he said loud becomes the cue for the Kohanim. Memela, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree in such a case that you can have the Shiach Tzibur called Kohanim because it's not just jumping to the one word, so it's not a hefsek, it's the whole paragraph. So therefore, if you want to go that route, you could similarly do something like that with one Kohen. Because even though you technically don't call Kohanim for one Kohen, that's if you just say the word Kohanim by itself. But if you're saying the paragraph, so the Meva, you're saying the paragraph, and then the Kohen can start his bracha when you say the word Kohanim. That could be another suggestion. So those are going to be two options that you would have. What you don't want to do, and it's absolutely wrong, is to say Kohanim by itself with one Kohen. So what does that mean as far as the obligation of one Kohen for Birchas Kohanim and whether there's a violation at all? So it's interesting. Just a little bit on this in the Maamar Komos, the tour. Says as follows. There's only one Kohen, ain't over. The Alfinan, the Omer Lehem, the Mash Madafka Rabin. What is the Rabbeinu Peretz saying? That since Omer Lehem is Mashma L'Rabim, so Memela, Kohen Echad can't be violating the Aseis of Birchas Kohanim. Straightforward. I'm meeting the Torah, verse 13. Right? The Rabbeinu Peretz. Omer Lehem. So the whole mitzvah is L'Rabim. So there's no mitzvah, sounds like, and there's no Aveira for one Kohen, not the Duch. What does the Torah argue? What does he say? The Ein Anira. The Lehem al Arnu Banav Kohi. What's going on here? So he's the way that they're being the tour, it sounds like this. Omar, he's going now with Omar Lehem referring to the Kohanim or going to the Tzibur. Before we get to the nitty-gritty of the calling of Kohanim, just what is how does it strike you, reading the tour, Rabbeinu Peretz and the tour's Machlokas Rabbeinu Peretz? Now, we really have two ways to read the word Amar Lehem. Both are valid. One is Amar Lehem is speaking to the Kohanim, should do the mitzvah. Or Amar Lehem is a detail within the mitzvah at the time of Amar Lehem, at the time of the Tzibur speaking Kohanim, that's when you should do it. This comment of Rabbeinu Peretz is relating to which pshat of Amar Lehem? Read carefully. The mitzvah is only for two Kohanim or more because Omer Lehem is going on Aaron Ubanav. So obviously he's going now with Omer Lehem referring to the Kohanim. Dabar Aaron Ubanav. Shem says to Moshe, speak to Aaron Ubanav. Aaron Ubanav is not one, it's several, right? And what should they do? Kosa Baruch Hu Omer Lehem. So Ben Oteret says, so the mitzvah can only be on not for one Kohen, because Omer Lehem is Aaron Ubanav, so it's more. Why not say three Chmesish, but not one? Aaron Ubanav really is, you know, if something Nadav Aviv are not included, so I have to win if mitzvah was given before or after the Mises Nadav Aviv. It's either five or three, but it's not, it's it, but Ben Oteret assumes two is already the same as three. But not one. Says the tour, no. Omer Lehem is, each one has the tzibur. Amar Lehem, Lehem means l'chol echad b'echad. So it's one coin has a mitzvah too. But what the Torah doesn't address is another fundamental question. Okay, so we got around the issue of Amar Lehem could be speaking, that the tzibur could be to an individual coin. But how could you have conceivably an Aveira of the individual kohen. If the Avera, we say the halacha is only violated if there's an Amira of Kohanim, and Abaya taught us that you don't call Kohanim to one Kohen. So, Manafshach, what is the Torah gaining by learning up that Amar Lehem can speak to one Kohen having the obligation, but the obligation is not going to make it an Avera if you don't do it. Because the Avera of not doing this only if you called Kohanim and you're not called Kohanim. That's what the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah. So Rabbeinu Peretz is learning that Omar Lehem speaks to at least two because that's Al Aron Ban of Kai. It says the Torah, no, it's going on any one of those individual Kohanim has the Tzivoy. But therefore there could be an Aver. But how could can practically, says the Beis Yosef, B'shem Rabbeinu Abuav, Rabbi Yitzchak Abuav asked, Tom al Bibi Rabbeinu, Shekosav, Shepirush Omar Lehem, Cholechem Behem, I, the Gemara and Sota, Mar Bainatino Lishnaim, Kori Kohanim, Lechem, Kori, my time on Lishnaim. So first he asks, so he's asking as follows. So you see the Amalem is going on the Tzibur, the Tirates. The Afagav the Dashin Hakha the Gemara, Mikomakam Gon Afikram Mashmuse. L'maisa the Lam Aranu Ban of Koi, but Amalem Chulachan. And first he's asking from the Pshat that does Amalem go on the Kohanim or does it go on the Tzibur? So he says it's not a Kasha because it's both. Okay, so that's part one. The Imtoma, okay, fine. So you can say Amalem can be both the Kohanim, and could even be one of the, each individual Kohen's mitzvah, and also the Tzibur. But Frank Veit, the Imtoma, came in the inner Kohen Kohanim of the Shnayim, Kosh in Kohen Kohanim of the inner Ovek, Moshe Kadam, Hech Efshel Omashem Ein Shem Elechad Ovek. So what do we gain? That's the question we just asked. Says the Beis Yosef, and here's a lot of Arichas and the Taz and others, but just for our purposes, the Beis Yosef gives a Teretz. Shloma, Shem Ein Shem El Kohen Echad, in the Koreos. Even though that's true, in Karu, Velo Allah, over Ladash Rabbein. So the whole Nafkamina is in a case where you did what you're not supposed to do. Strange terrors. That's what he says. Yeah, you don't call, you don't violate. But theory, you could have a case where they call it. Obviously, you can see why many are not going to be happy with this. Shat, I'll leave that to Sarachian on the tour. The tour holds, fundamentally, there can be a mitzvah for one Kayin. And there could be an Avera. Now, there is a sheet of Tosis, very important sheet of Tosis here in Menachis. The Gemara, Kokoin Shena Ola Dakish Amu Ale, Tosis brings that halacha, Katemin Lahon. But then he says like this at the end, Mikom Makom Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So we said that you only call Kohanim, not Kohen. So what about one Kohen? You don't call Kohanim. It says Rabbeinu Tam, Afilu koin echad ole l'chol apachas midrabana. You don't call kohanim by one coin. You don't call kohen by one coin, but it goes up. Midrabana. The daik milishna. The lo kamash ne koin olin the lo echad mashma filu echad. Shita sabino tan therefore is that one koin duchening is only midrabana. Imagine that. So it's like, on the one hand, you know, the basic Torah seems to say it could be an Avera, potentially, not to Dochen. Exactly what the scenario is, we don't know. And Chita Satosis is that one Kohen is only Rabban. So if you want to be Mahader for two Kohanim, you can understand why. If you have a Tzibur that says, we don't want to settle for one Kohen, a lot of times there's an Inya, there's a story with the Biska Rab, they stopped the Shashat for the regular day was to get Kohanim for Dochening, even though they thought they're waiting a long time, but he wanted to have not just one, but you want to have two, because then you know you have Birchas Kohanim Doraisa. According to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a mitzvah Doraisa for one. Okay, the last inyan that we could try quickly to look at is the inyan of Akiras Vagayim Beretzei. So there's another aspect of the conditions that are need to be met for this mitzvah, and seemingly if those conditions are not met, the kohen should not duch it. So we talked about, again, the mitzvahs are safe. Ki'ilu, there are three assays, and Rabbeinu Manoach Shita that we don't accept, that there's always going to be an Avera. We have the halacha that it has to be called Kohanim. We don't call Kohen Echad, but meanwhile, there's potentially an Avera, potentially a mitzvah. We're not really sure exactly if there is a mitzvah, the rice or not, and what the Torah could have meant, if there's an Avera, if he doesn't duchen. L'maisa, there's a din of Amar Lehem that we have to call Kohanim. Another halacha is the din of Shul Ben Levi, that we mentioned yesterday in Shir, but let's look at the fine print here. Ram Yishu Belevi, Kol Kohen Shein Ola Ba'avodah Shabin Ola. So the Kohen who doesn't ascend, we use the Russian Ola because the Duchan was always like a platform, right? It doesn't have to be, it's not Ma'akiv, obviously, but they used to have a platform, just like in Beis HaMikdash, the Malos HaUlam, the steps. So there was being Ola L'Duchan, we call it Duchan because the word Duchan is a platform. He doesn't go up the Avoda, the Bracha Vitzei, he doesn't go up. Shenemar, the Pasuk by Aaron HaKoyin in Parsha Shmini, Aaron does his Bracha of Sias Kapayim in connection to the Avoda that he brought the various Karbanos. Mal Ha'an B'Avoda, Avkan B'Avoda. In fact, the Gemara, Ay, Eini, Barbami, Barbasi, Salki, they did go up, even though they seemingly didn't go up at by Ritzei. So the Gemara, Ravami Basi, Meikara Be'akira Karayu. They moved. They took a step. Nimtulas, Nimtulavi Mati Hasan. They just didn't arrive right away. Kiptani Baboshia, well, Shanu, this that we said, it's not Ole Bavoda, Eina Ole, it doesn't mean he has to be there by Avoda. Eina Ole Bavoda. Usan Shilokas, Ragov. So Pshuba Levi's words were Eina Ole, but really we're modifying it. If we find similarly that we have a Shliach Tzibur who's sure he can resume the Shliach, the Chazaras HaShatz. There's no other Kohen. So we say that he's allowed a Duchen. But what about the fact he didn't do a Kirs Raglaim? So there was already some step that was taken. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Halacha. As follows, Kishe Maskel Shas would say, the Pasha Pshat in the words seem very clear. It's not before. As the Chazan says, the words would say. Ritzei is the bracha that highlights the inner of avoda, of tefillah being like an avoda, like a carbon. Kol koin shebisakneses, nekar mimkomo, there's nakiras, raglayim, lalos neduchan, that's getting off the ride then. You have to be oke ragla. The afim lo yagia shamat shiyisayim hashatz ritzei, shabidam. Some say even after, even if modem he can arrive, as long as he's already been oke ragla. Lo oke ragla b'ritzei shuv lo yagia. So now the Magen Avraham comments. Remember that sif that we read before in Shulchan Aruch that said in Sif Beis, right? That a Kohen who doesn't duchen can be violating ki'ilu three assays. And what did the Machaber say on Sif Beis, source 7? All of this is true if he was in shul kishakar kohanim or they told him to go up. But what else has to be mentioned? Says the Magen Avraham, what would happen if the Kohen was not Oker Ragla? Eretz Yisrael. And now he's in shul, and they call Kohanim. What's that halacha? He's not supposed to duchen. Does he or doesn't he violate Naseh or Tiyaseh? Hear the question. In other words, this din of Shulben Levi, to what extent does it have now ramifications that it would steer him from the violation, or does it not steer from the violation, and his Eitzah, he really has to leave. In other words, Eina Ola. So what should he do? Can he stay in shul? Should he stay in shul? May he stay in shul? And if he does, then what? That's our problem. In other words, where does this leave us vis-a-vis our discussion of the Shir about the Avera? So the Magen Avraham puts an extra condition to Siv Beis. When are you violating the mitzvah if they call Kohanim? But dafka kish akaraga b'avoda, osh amalo kodim etzei lalos. Interesting. They told him lalos kodim etzei. And of course, that's another way. You know, akaragav. Or they told him lalos. And then he heard the call of Kohanim. And he didn't go up. Now, that's not so simple, the Magen Avraham is saying. The Yaakov Emden says the following observation. The Torah says, you violate ki'ilu three assays if you are in shul when they call Kohanim. Ikol Medak, says the Yaakov Emden. Came in the Kaimelon, im lo aka ragav avod shuv ena ole, shmamina, de'ena over p'yu shumei Kohanim. It says Eina Ola. Sounds like he's off the hook, even if he is Kohan. So then, why shouldn't the Torah add another condition? Then begin Habalei Lahasnos Shem Akaraga V'Nishav Isakneses V'Lo Ola Over. He should have added, and what else did you do in order to violate it? You were okaragav. Let's say you were not okaragav, I would say. And then you were in shul and you were kohanim. You're not over. Only if you're okaragav. That's what the Maharam wanted to put into it. But the Torah didn't add that. Says of Yaakov Emden, guess what? Nearly. In other words, you're in hot water, Mr. Kayin. On the one hand, you're told not to duchen. Your feet are tied at this point. You can't go up. You come up over Basay because he made him shul. What should you have done to what's at stake right now for the coin who is not Okaragov is if he stays in shul, he's going to violate Nasay, but I let him go up, and he can't. So he better leave shul. That's what comes out. The stakes are very high. That's the Yaakov ending. The Magen Avraham would have thought that if he stayed in shul, he's not over because the Maaseh, he's not supposed to go up. So this is what the Bi'ur Halacha brings, a couple interesting things. And there's a last Bi'ur Halacha, which you can look at a little bit on your own. Very interesting discussions. Again, all very interesting studim on these inyanim. The Bi'ur Halacha, first of all, the first one that I have, on the Sivches. Sivches was the, where the Mechaber said, about Kiras Raglayim, right? That was the Lashon there is, Kishemasko, this is Sivches. Kishemasko, Shiatsiba, it say, Kokon Shri Sakneses, Nekam, and Komo, Lalas, Viduchan, Ba'afmo, Yagir, Shama, Shisan, Shiatsiba, it say, Shapidami, and so on. Says the Bi'ur Halacha, the Magin Avram, Hibshem Advas, and Hoye Machmas Ones, Gamkin Goyal, okay. Umaisa, he got distracted, someone pulled him over, whatever. Umaisa Bitsay came and went. He finished the bracha Bitsay, and Nebuch the coin didn't realize. So that's it. It doesn't matter. He can't go. Bim Allah, what if he went up anyway? Another shot. He was no Karagain, but he's does the mitzvah, does this Shubalevi's halacha mean that Yeret? He's already up. Allah lo Yeret. Well, wait a second. If it was an onus, and then you were Allah, maybe lo yered. But if it was not machmas onus, and then you didn't, maybe yered. So it's a whole shaila here. How seriously do you take Shubha Levi? L'maisa, he went up already. Does Shubha Levi's din as Mestamed din Rabbanan to connect the Takiris Agami? The Raisa, without a Kiris Agami? L'maisa, you're there, you're doing it. Yeah.
I was just wondering about if someone... There's one
answer after it's like in Eretz Yisrael on a weekday. So this is true. If a Kohen is still Davin Shmon Esrei and now the Chazin, he could be a Karagav while he's moving to Davin Shmon Esrei. So Maisa Nechanami. So that would be very Nogeya, your question. In other words, and now next thing you know, they're already holding Birchas Kehanim and it's a short Sol Shmon Esrei. It's a fast minion or a combination of the two. So this is exactly what comes up. So you're going to have him go up. Chari can go up. He didn't do a kiss for a guy, but meanwhile he's in shul and the Kohen Kohanim. For us, it's not as negeya because it's a, you know, yantif, whatever. It's not as common, but very much true, very, very true. A Kohen davening in a fast minion has a risk, you know, in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
The eights are just to finish faster.
Or finish long.
Davening. Listen, it could be you're going to Magen Avraham. And then, of course, if you are no Karaglov, you're not violating the essay. If you're not shaykh to the mitzvah, even though the Kohen Kohanim was out there, but you are not a Karaglov, so you're not Bachal the Avera. Very negay, very right. Just a few things. Shubro Yala. Okay, what about the following here? Let's say, Shalom Maramins. Let's say they told the guy Beferish, go up. He wasn't a Karaglov, but they told him. So again, there's a mechayev to go up, despite the fact that he didn't comply with this halacha. Does this halacha now override everything else? Or in a case where they told him to go up, notwithstanding the fact that he was no karagov, he has to go up. So the Shaila Mishnah is not machri on this. Okay, there's a lot of interesting things you see in the Bi'ur Halacha, very interesting, because notice the Mechaber talked about another thing, which is an equivalent, lalos, little yadav. So he has interesting shaylos. Let's look very quickly at it. Bi'ur Halacha says as follows: Im amru lalos, the eis birchas ritzei, like this. They tell him at the time of ritzei to go. V'lo ratzah rakar raglav klal. So what happens? They tell him go up, and he stays where he is. He doesn't move. And he stayed in shul until everyone is dochening, and he doesn't go up. So what's the answer? Again, he had a choice. And they also told him, Lalos, Eretzei. Someone said, go up. So he had a direct call of Kohanim, the equivalent of that. And he didn't, he heard a Kohanim, he heard someone say, go up, which is like a Kohanim. And they said it earlier, but not later. They said it at the time of Eretzei, like the Ran's Kohanim would have been Eretzei. So someone said, no, you go. That's Kohanim. That's not the word Kohanim. And he stayed where he is. Well, if he's out Shmon Esrei and the person didn't know that Shmon Esrei, also interesting. So then, Bar the Ober Basay. After Hayamukhraf Mitzaradin Shalol Lalos, Hayadin Shalol Karagav comes later on. Urayim Agas Sifchav the Mamu Loshats Lalos Kodim Mitzay the Ober Basay Mina Ol, the Shats. If they tell him, he has to duchim. After Shalol Karagav Adayin Klav, Filim Lokar Ushuv Adayin Karihanim, even if there was no second call. Vachim Mukhraf Bedi Baran, the Ran, because the Ran holds that Karihanim is called out at Mitzay. That's what the Magen Avraham added. Okay, fine. Skip the brackets. To go down a little bit. Okay, let me go down a little bit. Ach mistapakna. Let me see where I am. After the brackets. Here's my suffix. So what is for sure the case? If someone said to the person at Ritzay, Mr. Kayan, go duchen, go up. He stays where he is, doesn't move his feet. Ritzay comes and goes. And now he doesn't have to hear a new kirhanim. And he's in shul. And the old duchening, he didn't go up. Problem. Ach, Mr. Pak. Im omru lo lalos, kod gama birchas Ritzay. V'lo ratzen. He didn't go up. But he had someone tell him go. And then, kodim sheschilu likro kirhanim mamish, yatsa l'chutz, and b'shas siyas kapayim, he wasn't present. But don't forget, it's not like he went out before they called kirhanim. He was personally asked to go, but he went out before kirhanim, the formal kirhanim. Im over alo, what is study hasafik? Ni neima, kiva dekfar karu oso be'es avoda. And when did they call him? They called him at Ritzay. The who has cholas chiyuv on his kapay. That's the beginning of his chiyuv. The Haina said, "Tzarech az midina lakarag of lalos seduchan." The Lord Rav said, "So there is a has cholas chiyuv now." The male okar asay b'zeh gufa, because since the halacha is that by not responding to Kohanim at this point, you are now putting yourself in a position that you're not going to go up. Kaimon shavena or salalos ukra the omer lehem tranis kayim. We fulfilled omer lehem the ha. So what did he gain by going out? He's not going to save himself. He's the battle we are saying right now. That's side number one. So if someone tells him to go up and he didn't move his feet, then even leaving afterwards, he would not save him. Or no. Maybe it's not exactly pshat that now is ascho asachiv right now. Oh, Dilma came to Zegufa Dishav Neshay Lalos. It's not a halach midoraisa. This is Dimshav Levi. If he doesn't move at Ritzay, he can't go up. Is that a din d'oraisa? Maspil esmachta bi'almakra. Mid'oraisa, hay achakach gamkin rashay lalos. That's where Ramaram Rins had said that, you know, and then and the Achorim said, Mololo Yeri, possibly. But after this man, so what does that show me? That's man chiyuva hu ha'ikr b'shoshay gil etzins yitzkav. And this man chiyuv is after molding. And since kimish eschakim b'yatsa l'chutz mitchila, Afshikaru Osoba is bigger. He got a personal invitation, I would say. Mikri Yitzhiyasu Zemi Kami Dilimpis Manchiyuva. It's considered like he left before his Manachiyuv came. So, what Avera could he have on his head? The Erasin El Kecha. That he did something that avoided, that put himself in a position he's not going to be able to do the mitzvah. The Erasin El Kecha, that he saw the person who's coming, a Chacham is coming, and he doesn't want to have to stand up when he comes, so he closes his eyes, he shouldn't see him. What?
Doesn't he have to put an effort to
make a common mitzvah? Yeah, so he didn't. So that's what's the Yisrael Kecha. That's not a bit of mitzvah.
Like, it's like, it's I'm not a Rosh Hashanah, I just like, oh, I can't find a shofar, I'm not going to go buy one. Like,
yeah, but that's called Veres Mokach. That's not a big, that's his point. If a person does something before his manachiyub that puts him in a position not to be able to do the mitzvah, that's a veir of Veres Mokach. That's not a bit of mitzvah in the same way. That's what he's trying to say. The Yosem is Tabralama, the Zmanachiv Mikri Meish Sheshaka, Ohanim Nechinam Atzmam, we see his companion, the first side, the Humeish Ashkola Savoda, Val King King Shekar Koso, who have Achpana Beyat the Chutz, Okabizah, say that. Okay, there's some more things you can look at here. Umaisa, very interesting in Yanim, as we see. We began to look more at the fine print, mitzvah say. Quasi three mitzvahs say the various tanayim that are critical in each of these in Yanim obviously can be delved into in terms of further finer details, the kriya of kohanim that we're in Amar Lehem, the din of kohen echad and implications of whether there's a mitzvah deoraisa bechlal and what the Torah meant that Amar Lehem could go on the each individual and the kiilu. Okay, so then there could be a bikkur mitzvah, but how could there be a bikkur mitzvah? So we had a very teretz of the Beis Yosef, a dochik, they called him anyway. I have to know what else we could say for the tour. The kohen echad, is it a chiyuv deoraisa or not? And then the whole din of kiyas v'gayim beretzei and details of that. But what would that mean in terms of a nafka mina, in terms of when a person would in fact violate the essay, like the suffix of the bihalacha? A person was told personally to go up at Ritzei and then left before the official call of Kayanim. Would that spear him from the actual mitzvah to be mivata the mitzvah, or is he still mivata the mitzvah because this is called a shas achiyuv or not? That's how he was noted to think that it would be. Okay, for tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll talk about the role of the kahal. Do we say that the kahal are the equivalent of a lulav or more than a lulav? You're part of the mitzvah in some way or another, and we'll see what that means. Okay. All right, everybody. Wonderful.